Time again for the Warren County Radio Bible School. You want to get your Bible and turn to Luke chapter 4, verses 16 through 30. We're reading about that time in the life of Christ where he was driven away from the synagogue in his own hometown of Nazareth, the place where he grew up. Luke chapter 4, verses 16 and 17 says, "And he came to Nazareth where he had been brought up, and entered, as his custom was, into the synagogue on the Sabbath day, and stood up to read. And there was delivered unto him the book of the prophet Isaiah. And he opened the book, and found the place where it was written." And then we're going to pick up there in just a moment. Before we do, I need to remind you, the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. All are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. And in the school, we are using as a guide old Sunday school lessons. Now, these would be the Sunday school lessons like the ones that your grandparents or maybe your great-grandparents studied from. This is a Sunday school lesson, the notes of which we are reading that were developed by a preacher named E.A. Elam for the Sunday schools of September 14th, 1924. And as we just read in Luke chapter 4 and verse 17, that there was delivered unto Jesus the book of the prophet Isaiah. And Jesus opened the book and found the place where it was written. Now the book was a roll or a double roll. As we read, it was rolled off one cylinder into another. It was written in large letters on thick material. And one prophecy would make a large book or roll. Bookmaking, as we have it, was not known then. Jesus found the place where he desired to read, not some certain appointed lesson. There were no chapters and verses then, but he read from what is now Isaiah chapter 61, verses 1 and 2. Let me read that to you from the American Standard Version out of the Old Testament. And it says this, "The Spirit of the Lord Jehovah is upon me, because Jehovah hath anointed me to preach good tidings to the meek. He hath sent them to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that were bound, to proclaim the year of Jehovah's favor, and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn, and to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them a garland for ashes, and the oil for joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they may be called trees of righteousness, the plantings of Jehovah, that he may be glorified." I went ahead and read that third verse as well, just because it's such a beautiful passage. But Jesus read from verses 1 and 2. Isaiah is such a fascinating Old Testament book to study, and it can be quite difficult because we don't always know with confidence the background and the context with which Isaiah prophesied. But he has been called the gospel prophet, because he gives so many prophecies relating to Christ and his work. It is in Isaiah chapter 7, verses 13 through 15, where Isaiah said to King Ahaz, "Hear ye now, O house of David, is it a small thing to you to weary men, that you will weary my God also? Therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive, and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. Butter and honey shall he eat, when he knoweth to refuse the evil and choose the good. For before the child shall know to refuse the evil and choose the good, the Lamb, whose kings thou abhorrest, shall be forsaken. Isaiah tells us more about this child in Isaiah chapter 9, verses 6 and 7, where Isaiah wrote, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there shall be no end upon the throne of David, and upon his kingdom to establish it, and to uphold it with justice and with righteousness from henceforth, even forever. The zeal of Jehovah of hosts will perform this." In Isaiah chapter 11, verses 1 through 10, we read, "And there shall come forth a shoot out of the stock of Jesse, and a branch out of his roots shall bear fruit. And the Spirit of Jehovah shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of Jehovah. And his delight shall be in the fear of Jehovah. And they shall not judge after the sight of his eyes, neither decide after the hearing of his ears, but with righteousness shall he judge the poor, and decide with equity for the meek of the earth. And he shall smite the earth with a rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips shall he slay the wicked. And the righteous shall be the girdle of his waist, and faithfulness the girdle of his loins. And the wolf shall dwell with the lamb, and the leopard shall lie down with the kid, and the calf and the young lion and the fatling together, and a little child shall eat them, and the cow and the bear shall feed their young ones, shall lie down together, and the lion shall eat straw like the ox, and the suckling child shall play on the hole of the asp, and the winged child shall put his hand on the adder's den. They shall not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountain, for the earth shall be full of the knowledge of Jehovah as the waters cover the sea. And it shall come to pass in that day that the root of Jesse that standeth for an ensign of the peoples, unto him shall the nation seek, and his resting place shall be glorious." In Isaiah chapter 35 we read, "The wilderness and the dry land shall be glad, and the desert shall rejoice and blossom as the rose. It shall blossom abundantly and rejoice even with joy and singing. The glory of Lebanon shall be given unto it, the excellency of Carmel and Sharon. They shall see the glory of Jehovah, the excellency of God. Strengthen ye the weak hands, and confirm the feeble knees. Say to them that are of a fearful heart, Be strong, fear not. Behold, your God will come with vengeance, with the recompense of God. He will come and save you. Then the eyes of the blind shall be opened, and the ears of the deaf shall be unstopped. Then shall the lame man leap as a hart, and the tongue of the dumb shall sing. For in the wilderness shall waters break out, and streams in the desert, and the glowing sand shall become like a pool, and the thirsty ground springs of water. In the habitation of jackals where they lay, shall be with grass and with reeds and with rushes, and a highway shall be there and a way, and it shall be called the way of holiness. The unclean shall not pass over it, but it shall be for the redeemed. The wayfaring man, yea, fools shall not err therein. No lion shall be there, nor shall any ravenous beast go thereon. They shall not be found there, but the redeemed shall walk there. And the ransomed of Jehovah shall return, and come with singing unto Zion. With everlasting joy shall be on their heads, and they shall obtain gladness and joy, and sorrow and sighing shall flee away." And then we read in Isaiah chapter 53, Who hath believed our message? And to whom hath the arm of Jehovah been revealed? For he grew up before him as a tender plant, and as a root out of dry ground. He hath no form nor comeliness, and when you see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. He was despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief, and as one from whom men hide their face, he was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. All we, like sheep, have gone astray. We have turned every one to his own way, and Jehovah hath laid upon him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed, yet when he was afflicted, he opened not his mouth. As a lamb that is led to the slaughter, and as a sheep that is before its shearers is dumb, so he opened not his mouth. By oppression and judgment he was taken away. And as for his generation, who among them considered that he was cut out of the land of the living for the transgression of my people, to whom the stroke was due? And they made his grave with the wicked, and with a rich man in his death, although he had done no violence, neither was any deceit found in his mouth. Yet it pleased Jehovah to bruise him. He hath put him to grief. When thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed. He shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of Jehovah shall prosper in his hand. He shall see of the travail of his soul, and shall be satisfied by the knowledge of himself. Shall my righteous servant justify many? He shall bear their iniquities. Therefore will I divide with him a portion with the great, and he shall divide the spoil with the strong. Because he poured out his soul unto death, and was numbered with the transgressors, yet he bare the sins of many, and made intercession for the transgressors. Now those and many other of the prophecies from Isaiah are referring to that Messiah that would come. It's the gospel in prophecy. And so Isaiah has been called the gospel prophet. The passage Jesus read in the synagogue that day referred directly to himself as the Messiah. Isaiah foretold the captivity of Israel in Babylon and the deliverance thereof, but also still grander deliverance from sin through Jesus and the greater blessings of his kingdom. We've already learned that Jesus was anointed with the Holy Spirit and with power, Acts chapter 10 and verse 38, and with the oil of gladness above his fellows in Hebrews chapter 1 and verse 9, when he was baptized and when he had received the Spirit without measure, John 3 and verse 34. We have seen too that he was the begotten of God. He was the Son of God, and was endowed with wisdom by his divine nature in all his work from a child. But by the Holy Spirit, he was enabled to perform miracles, and thereby convince the people that God sent him and was with him. He was also anointed to preach the gospel to the poor. This verse tells his mission upon the earth. God made provisions for the poor and afflicted, both in the Old Testament and the New Testament. The poor must not be oppressed. Jews must lend to their poor brethren without interest. And the way we now treat the poor is a test of our Christianity. Jesus taught us that we have the poor with us always, and the treatment of them is the treatment of him. Now we're going to end our Sunday school lesson at this point. I'm putting a mark right here in my Sunday school book, and we'll return right there with the Warren County Radio Bible School tomorrow.